I just want to say, I'm sorry. The audio quality is going to be a lot less for me because I haven't figured out yet how to get my sound with my mic to work. Wait, I know that I need, like, headphones on, okay. But I don't... Yeah.
I was about to say the same exact thing. right when this episode started. So, yeah, the audio is going to be different because, well, we don't have our microphones. Now,
yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. I don't think the microphone has... The microphone speakers only allow you to speak into it and doesn't allow sounds to come out of it. That's yeah. what it's like with a microphone. It only allows sounds to go in, not out. So you can't really... If you're recording with somebody, you can't really use a microphone.
Yeah, like, I bet if we were professionals, we kind of are, like...
We're, like, intermediates. Actually, no, I'm kind of, like, in... I know all the basics of podcasting. For one, Wynn broke one of those rules.
What rule did I break?
Didn't you make, like, a Halloween episode?
Yeah.
What time did you make that?
That's not a rule, okay?
You're not supposed to post that late. But anyway, let's get on to the topic of this episode.
Like, I don't care if people don't watch it right away.
Let's get to the topic of this episode, shall we?
Knock off this one. Okay. Alright. First, okay. You might not know who we are. We should probably say that.
Alright, what do you want me to say?
Like, alright, just basically almost say what I... Like,
fine. Hello, Max fans, welcome back. If you're new to this podcast, my name is Maximilian, that is Wynn.
Hello, I'm not... Wynn from the trees, and...
If you're not new, then welcome back.
Go check out my podcast, The Trees.
Alright, let's get to the topic now, shall we? Wynn, yep. You're the guest. Tell us what the topic is.
We're going to be talking about what job or jobs we wanted or want to have.
Yes, okay. Okay. So, like, what we want to be when we grow up and what we also used to want to be, wanted to be when we grow up when we were younger.
Yep.
Like, when we were little, we wanted to be some crazy things.
Yeah.
All right, Wynn, so, you can start first. What do you want to be when you grow up? I'm pretty sure we all know this.
Okay, so if you've been listening to my podcast very closely, you might have been able to find out that I like planes. And so I want to be a pilot when I grow up.
That makes sense. Now, I'm going to say, this is kind of crazy. I have had a lot of people tell me, what is wrong with you? You're insane. I know a great therapist for you. But this is what I want to be when I grow up. I mentioned this in one of my episodes. But if you put most of my episodes together, you can figure out what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be an exorcist. I want to be an exorcist. That's what I want to be when I grow up. Now, a lot of people, crazy, that's crazy. And I don't blame them. Kind of is. Mm. But it's just what I want to be when I grow up.
Okay.
Now, Wynn, why don't you tell us some, like, crazy past job. Like, a job you had in the past that you think was crazy. A job that you wanted to be.
Okay, I don't really have... any, like, crazy ones, but, so, any job that I saw, I wanted to have. Like, if anyone came over to, like, do, work on the house, like, I think one guy, he worked on, like, our attic when I lived in Texas, and so this was, like, below the age of 6. And so, like, four, I think. And so, like, any job that I saw I wanted to have. So, like, but I don't think there's, surprisingly, I don't think there's ever been a time when I was like, I want to be a teacher when I grow up. Even though any job I saw, I wanted.
You wanted to be a teacher?
No, there's never been a point when that happened. Any job that I saw, I wanted.
So if you saw a guy, if you went to the subway, and you saw a guy working at Subway, you're like, I want to be that guy. I want to do that. Or if you saw, like, a construction worker come over to your house, you would say, you want to do that.
Yeah, that's basically what. But I've never been like, I want to be a teacher. Probably because I don't like school.
No, I never want to become a teacher. Teachers are boring. Although, teachers are fast.
There is an upside. You get summer off, but there's a downside to that. You need to find another job because
you're going to lose a paycheck for 3 months.
Yeah, like, and teachers make very tiny amounts of money.
In my opinion, they don't get paid enough.
Yeah, like, they need to be in a classroom for 6 hours with kids.
Corny children.
Yeah, like,
I mean, and we sit down and talk like for about, what, 30 minutes?
People can be really annoying, and then they've got to grade everything. They've got to, like, put the lessons together, and
they have to stay after school for, like, we get out. I get out at 2:21. The teachers have to stay until, like, 6 o'clock going over stuff, grading stuff.
Yeah, like, they got to move around the classroom. They got to come into school early. Like, I get out at 3 and start at, like, 8:40. So, they're there at, like, 7 to, like, 5.
And me and Wynn are podcasters. And we get paid about, like, I don't know, $100. We get paid about, like, $100 every 2 months.
No, we don't. And
just for us talking. Well, that's what the average amount of podcasters do.
Yeah. And teachers, what, like,
they get, like, $100. They get, like, what, like, $75 every 2 weeks?
I mean, like, $100 a month, maybe.
Anyway, guys, I actually have some good news. I made business cards for you to buy. If you ever need me, just give me a call. If you ever need an exorcist, I'm done. Just give me a call. Because I actually have been studying exorcism.
Okay.
That's actually the truth I have. But anyway, Wynn, let's talk about first jobs. Like, what do you want for your first job?
Okay. Well, first job, I probably will apply to work at a Costco because my uncle has worked there. He liked it, and he said that the pay was good, so positive reviews.
I kind of just want to work at, like, a fast food place.
Yeah, like, common jobs, like retail.
I mean, I don't want to work in retail. I want to work at, like, a fast food place.
Mm.
But I don't really, the only option I have is Subway because it's, like, I don't know, like, not less than a mile. There's a Subway, like, less than a mile away from me.
Mm. Yeah, like, where I am, there's literally only one food place. There's only one pizza place in my town. So, like, I need to go to other towns to work. Unless I'm gonna work at that one pizza place. Which I might.
Now, what, like, a lot of people say, like, first real job, like a business person or something, like your first real career job. I kind of want it to be a cartoonist for Cartoon Network. Now, if you guys don't know, I love drawing. Drawing is something I love. I used to want to be an artist, actually. So I might want to work at, like a animator for like a cartoonist for Cartoon Network. So I mean, I love to draw, but I don't really like animation. So I don't like making my characters move more as like drawing them. Like I'm really into drawing comics and stuff.
So here's kind of like my plan. Around like high school, I'll get like a job. I'll try and get like a job at like a part-time job, I think they call it. And then like I'll go to like college and I'll go to what's called flight school. It's basically where you learn to fly planes. And so I want to become an airline pilot, which is the hardest pilot job to get. First is private pilot. I think that's what it is. It's like you just fly. You can like fly yourself, family and friends, because the reason why an airline pilot is so hard is because you're flying a jet plane and you have a ton of people on board. So you need to make the best decision possible, because you don't want like to be you don't want to be responsible for the death of like 100 people.
I mean, if you crash, you'll all be too dead to really care. So
yeah, most of the time people will die, but if you have a good pilot, there is a chance that you can land the plane and people like make it out alive. And sometimes people make it out with like none to barely any injuries.
I'm not into flying planes. My dream job is not a pilot. So, Wynn, thank you for the nerdy speech about what pilots are.
Okay. I also, for a little bit, I wanted to become a police officer.
You did. I remember that.
Yeah, like, I would, and for a little bit, I wanted to join the army, but then I was like, too dangerous.
Yeah, for like a few months, for like a year, I wanted to be in the Navy.
Yeah, I think most people kind of go through that phase. Because like...
Yeah, like you want to do something in the military. Like my uncle's in the Air Force, so...
And for a little bit of time, I wanted to become a scientist. Not a specific scientist. Just a scientist.
Yeah, you do know, like, if you're like, I want to be a scientist, people are going to ask you, like, what kind of science?
Yeah, like, you need to know what kind you want to be.
Like, if I were to be a scientist, I would be an astronomer, because, Wayne, you know I love outer space, right?
Yeah.
Actually, for a small point in time, for about, like, 2 years, I wanted to be a race car driver. Now, I don't know if Wynn likes this, but I love speed. I don't know if Wynn knew that, but I love speed. Like, I'm obsessed with going fast and stuff. So I wanted to be a race car driver because they go really fast with, like, really fast cars.
Yeah, most likely you'd want to be, like, a Formula One car driver.
Yeah, I wanted to be a race car driver for a bit. And for, like, from, like, six...
Guys, my phone, it just got a call. luckily that it that didn't end the recording.
Okay, what did it, what happened? You cut out.
The phone got a call.
Oh, okay. Probably just a telemarketer. So anyway, yeah, and from like 6 to now, I wanted to be a musician. Wait, you knew that, right? Now, I still kind of want to be a musician, but now for me, music is more of a hobby, and I really want to be an exorcist. Wayne, do you know what an exorcist is? Yes,
he's told me.
All right, I'm just going to say, if you guys don't know, exorcism is taking a demon out of a person or place. So if you are possessed, if you, like, know somebody, if you have, like, a loved one that's possessed by a demon or a ghost or a demon ghost, I can call, you can call me and I can take that demon out of him. Or if your house is being possessed by a demon, like Bruce Stu's haunted duplex, you can call me and I can take that demon out of the, out of your house. Or your kid, or your mom, or your dad, or whatever they're, whoever, whatever, there's a demon or ghost or whatever in, I will take that bloody thing out. No, send it to hell. Because I am an exorcist, demonologist, and I'm master of the dark arts.
That sounds a lot religious job.
Alright, not those two, not the last two things. And I'm not Christian, so it's kind of a problem. But I do want to be an Yeah, I want to be an exorcist. So, yeah, that's... Okay.
Trying to think of anything else. I think for a little bit, I kind of wanted to, like, build rockets, maybe. I think when I scientist, hello, can you hear me? All right, Maximania, hello, Max, hello. Okay, well, guys, it seems Max has...